It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. We learned a lot of lessons growing up on the farm, didn't we? One of those I remember so vividly was caring for the equipment. I remember my dad saying, "Doggone it, make sure you hit every zerk on that disc." We called them grease zerks. Some parts of the country, they call them grease nipples or grease fittings. But I got the message, all right. The folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know whether it's greasing the equipment or some other lubricant, they're there to help you to extend the life of your equipment and avoid costly breakdowns with their family of legendary lubricants, JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, JT6 Grease, JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. It's lubrication domination thanks to Mystic. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. They survey every month how we feel about the economy. The research organization called the Conference Board, a nonprofit, nonpartisan group that has been around 100 years, polls every month 5,000 households. They've done this survey every month for 51 years. Their most recent report shows we haven't felt this good about the economy in 18 years. Economists are saying, yeah, that's good news as retailers are gearing up for the holiday season not many weeks ahead. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's news on the trade front this morning, not about China, but about Japan. The Trump administration says it has begun trade negotiations with Tokyo, and Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts says, yes, that is some good news. Roberts points out that last year, America's farms exported nearly $12 billion in products to Japan. That put it number four on the list of our largest farm product destinations. Roberts says there's a great deal of potential to continue to grow that market in Japan, especially for our wheat and beef. And he says at a time when rural America is in what he calls a rough patch, with low prices and uncertain trade markets, the announcement is positive news. For an Iowa family, there'll be a flood of memories coming back this morning of what was going on in their lives in the summer of 1967. At Arlington National Cemetery near Washington at mid-morning with full military honors, they'll have a service for a Marine from Davenport, Iowa, who was killed when the helicopter he was in was hit by fire and went down in flames near the city of Hue in Vietnam 51 summers ago. Lance Corporal John D. Killen III was lost that day, though his family did not know for sure for years that he had died. Finally, his remains and those of four others were recovered. Lance Corporal Killen's sister, Mary Boozer, was just 6 years old at that time when he died, but she remembers the profound sadness in her family. Mary told the Quad Cities Times newspaper, "Looking back, it almost killed my parents. It was so hard." The flags at government offices across the state of Iowa are to be flown at half staff today, as directed by the governor of the state, in memory of Lance Corporal John D. Killen III. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.